Their places, let me gavel to order the Flood Resilience Committee of Council for Tuesday, January 3rd. Good to see everybody. It's the same people, but Happy New Year for the third time for me. So good to see y'all again. Item number two is approval of the minutes from the December 5th committee meeting.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Item number three is public comments. If you're here from the public to make a comment, please come forward, give name and address, 2.5 minutes. Any public comments today? Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. Perry Rourke, 2004 Brick Hill Parkway. 5 months, over 100 emails to council and over 100 people attending and speaking at council meetings. That is what it took to get the last Citizens Commission put in place by town council. Today, one of the agenda items is creation of a Citizens Commission to address conservation, resiliency, and green space. Some of these topics were actually addressed during planning committee today and were based on the recommendations of the planning commission. Since the town already has a planning commission made up of citizens, what would be the purpose of this commission? I look forward to hearing from the committee today what the intent of this commission will be and what types of authority or powers this commission would have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? All right. Public comment is closed. Item four, discussion and possible action regarding the establishment of a Citizens Commission to address conservation, resiliency, and green space. Mr. DeMora, if you want to, you and I can discuss this. We have, of course, not met, but individually have spoken. We only formed the Flood Resilience Commission last year, I believe. I think this is our second year. I think last year was first. Maybe I'm a year off on that. That came out of the regional advice from the Dutch dialogues that the city of Charleston had. They also said that it can affect your bond ratings if you are in a coastal community and you do not have a standing committee only to flood resilience. As you know, we for years only really talked about flooding issues. Mr. Weiss is in the background at public services. But as we have seen, and as was just referenced, the planning committee item on the low impact development, that started in this committee. And flooding, green space, resilience, conservation, all of those things are as important as all the other things we do. The built environment and the natural, and now the natural environment, the recreation environment. We have other arts and history, and this is an idea whose time has come. Now, not only do we have county Greenbelt Bank money that can be spent in Mount Pleasant, we have referendum money to do that. Nobody on the Recreation Advisory Committee, to my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, staff, was asked to be on there based on their conservation experience. They were by certain. I don't think, am I missing something? Was there a specialty for green space conservation, anything that had to do with flooding or natural resources? I think it was my activities. So I think the time has come as a coastal community to address these things. I know as much as I'm out and about Mount Pleasant as y'all are, I'm really not out there eyeing potential green space. Yes, it comes to mind every now and then. But if you ask me where the next green space would be that we might have to purchase for a few million dollars, I couldn't tell you. So I think to have a commission that has those things in the forefront, we've also learned that part of flood management is not just pipes. It's not even just the low impact development that was discussed today. It's getting citizens to practice certain forms of conservation within the built environment and the neighborhoods that we already have. So That's what this would be. I see our emergency coordinator over there. I ran the idea by her earlier in December. She thought it was a great idea, that it would be very helpful for mitigating these type things. So I asked Mr. Pagliarini if, since we have a template for the establishing of these sorts of commissions, could we follow that template, set up a commission this way that does the same, is appointed the same type terms. Of course, we know that staff has to help meet, and this is another thing for staff to do, but I think it's as important as the other things that we have commissions to do. So with that, I will turn it over to committee members if you would like to comment or somebody would like to, at the end of that, make a motion, please.
Go ahead.
You guys think that I'm dying to talk about this, don't you? Because I am. I'm like turning on my mic. No, I think, again, something like this tells our citizens how important we as a council, how big of a priority our environment is and where's the water going to go, right? And I think this commission would be amazing. Like you said, Mayor, honestly, every time I see a parcel and it's green, I'm thinking, oh gosh, you know, how can we buy that? So I think some of us do look at the town that way, but it would be so cool to have a group of citizens who whose main focus is where's the water going to go? How are we going to stay as green as possible? And again, help us with some of the things that we're always talking about that sometimes we get to, sometimes we don't, but, you know, just resources. Who can we talk to maybe give us some money to buy this or to protect something? So I love the idea. I also think between us doing this, all the stuff that we're doing with the new ways of building, what's that called?
Low impact.
Excuse me, yes. I mean, that just speaks to our priorities as a council and our staff. So I'm 100% behind this. And I love your idea of building it off the Recreation Commission. I think we already have the blueprint ready to go. So I think it's a wonderful thing. I'm excited.
Ms. Chapman.
Well, I think it's a great idea. In the referendum, we talk about green space.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really putting our money where our mouth is.
Yep.
But I also want to make sure that all segments of population are included. As an example, we need the business community involved. So we need somebody from the business community. We need somebody from the environmental community. And I'd say environmental community generally. Somebody from DHEC, which is involved in that. Maybe not somebody that's currently working there. Somebody who might have been retired from there. We need somebody with a parks ID that's worked in parks, who's worked in maybe bikeways, because bikeways can be greenways as well. So I think it's a great idea. I think if we do it right, it's going to make a big difference in some of the things that we already have the money to spend to do it better.
I would just say that I love the idea. I'm always worried about our natural environment here being protected. We have commissions that champion things that we build, and we don't really have a citizen group that champions our natural environment. I've always had concerns about filling and building, and a lot of communities are against a lot of that, and we need some people that know about the subject involved with this, I think. And there are all sorts of things. We had a heart attack when they clear cut a retention pond that had a little ecosystem established. I mean, maybe there's a better way to do that, like the time of year. You know, don't do it during the nesting season, or maintain it so that you don't have to be so dramatic. So there are a lot of things that I think citizens could help us with that can do the legwork and bring us some ideas for doing things in a better way.
Okay. Mr. Peckman, what do you need from us today? I guess what we would do is see a draft of this next month.
Sir, we do not need an ordinance or it can be done at the council meeting by vote of council to establish as to what we did with the recreation.
Okay.
And it really is just up to the staff to organize. Council will obviously need to appoint the members. We'll advertise for that. But on Tuesday, if council wants to move forward, we'll do it exactly the same way as we did with REC.
Okay. And that would include, like, your committee, y'all's looked through the people who applied and suggested a slate to full council. I would assume when you say do it exactly the same way that we would be doing it that way as well.
Yes, sir.
We would.
We.
I guess yes.
What committee would like to go through the initial process of referring candidates, whether it's this committee or whether it's planning?
I think it would be this committee.
Yeah.
This committee, yeah. And then at some point we would say, like you were talking about, people with a conservation background, people with an engineering background, people with a building background, so we get buy-in from the people who are building in our community on the better way to do things. So today what you would need is just a motion that we take it to council next Tuesday to establish a committee. I came up with the acronym GREEN Commission for Green Space, Resilience, Environment, Ecology, and Natural Resources.
I came up with Green Guardians of the Galaxy.
I think mine's less ambitious.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, we'll go with yours.
So can we get a motion? That I think, as we have on here, a citizens commission to address conservation, resiliency, and green space.
So moved.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is approved. Item number 5, if there's nothing else before this committee, we will stand adjourned. Thank you. I hope there's still some lunch.
Item number 5 is
lunch. Lunch. Is it pizza? Is that all it is?
I have a salad.